two children from County Leash who've raised thousands of euro for charity selling eggs from their family farm have been forced to shut up shop because the eggs and the honesty box used to collect payments have been repeatedly stolen. 11-year-old Liam Ellis and his 10-year-old sister Sophie set up the LS Eggs Initiative last year, giving half the proceeds to the Laura Lynn Children's Hospice. Liam and Sophie have been telling me how they got the idea.
We kind of had the idea to sell them to the neighbours. We didn't want to keep all the money for ourselves, so we decided to give it to charity.
So, and tell us then, Sophie, how much money were you raising?
The first time we raised around 600.
Very good.
Euros. So we gave half the money to Laura Lynn.
And then you continued on and you managed, I think, Liam, to raise even more money. Is that right?
Yeah.
So in the end, how much did you raise for Laura Lynn?
3,000.
3,000 from selling the eggs. Well done. Were you surprised that there was so much money coming in?
We were really surprised.
You didn't expect it, did you, Liam, to be that successful?
No, we didn't. We thought it'd just be a little business around here.
And Sophie, how many eggs were you selling?
They were kind of up and down at the start. They wouldn't really get on, but then during the summer they were laying like mad. We're getting around 60 eggs a day now.
My goodness, so it was quite an operation then, Liam.
Yeah, a lot of the locals stop when they're going past.
So tell us then, Liam, about the first of the robberies. How did that happen?
Well, we just went down to empty the box with the money in it, and when we opened the door, it was all broken and all the eggs were gone.
The eggs were gone, and was the money gone as well, Sophie?
Yeah, all the money was gone the first time. The drawer was just pulled out.
Dear, oh dear. And this was just the first time. It then happened again. They got it.
Yeah, we did.
So you gave it another go, and what happened then, Sophie?
The second time, we kind of drilled a hole into the top of the box so they could put the money in, but they must have got a hammer and they kind of made it dented and they got all the money out of that.
Oh, dear. So how many times then was the money and the egg stolen, Liam?
They were stolen 4. Well, last weekend, 23 boxes were taken, but the box wasn't damaged. The eggs were just stolen. And then earlier on this week, the box was broken into and all the eggs were stolen.
So at that point then, Sophie, you decided you'd had enough for the moment anyway.
Yeah, we have a friend and he was coming behind. And there was a car there, and luckily he took a picture of the number plate.
Okay, so you may be able to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we hope so. But it's very disappointing.
It is absolutely very disappointing, very disheartening, because you've done such a great job and raised so much money, and not to be able to continue it is a terrible pity.
Yeah.
Well, I think your mum is there. Is that right, Katrina?
Hi, Brian.
It's so disappointing for Liam and Sophie. They did such a fantastic job. What's been the reaction of your neighbours and of local people there?
Well, they're just amazing. That kind of, it takes the bad away from it because everyone's so thoughtful and kind. Constant messages all morning and last night. We kind of let people know that we can't continue, and just amazing, the support. Everybody loves the eggs. Everybody loves being able to get them. So if they want us to try and continue, want the kids to continue in some way, hopefully we'll get a new plan. But it's disappointing for it to be happening so often now.
And I mean, just to point out as well that Liam and Sophie, I mean, it isn't just a question of selling the eggs. They look after the hens and they do all that work as well, don't they? And look and feed them and care for them.
They do. They have a lot of hens, so there's a lot of work involved. They do get some help from their daddy, but it's a daily job feeding them every morning and collecting the eggs and cleaning and getting them ready for the box. So there is a lot involved. So when they're taken, it's very disappointing for them. We've let the Gardaí know and they've been lovely and helpful about it. We do realise it's just eggs, but it's still very important that it's looked into. And we're just very thankful to all neighbours and all the locality for being so good to Liam and Sophie and supporting them.
Well, listen, we wish you the best. And thank you both children for talking to us.
Thank you.
And I hope this all gets worked out because you've done a tremendous job. You should be very proud
thank
of yourselves.
You.
Very proud of yourselves. And I'm sure your mum is.
Thank
and your
you.
Dad. Okay.
Thank you very
take care.
Much.